And for those of us that are interested, you contact Bro Wisdom. He is the choir director. And then make your intentions known to him. And then they will tell you what it will take. It is not a difficult thing. And then you become a part of the choir. Hallelujah. Let us close our eyes as we pray this morning. Let's close our eyes as we pray. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We magnify you. You asked us to come to you that we might receive rest to our souls. We have come this morning. We ask that your word will enlighten us, will deliver us, will heal us, will help us to get to know ourselves better so that we can live life well for our blessing and for your glory. Thank you for this morning. In Jesus' name. Please be seated. Be seated. Last week, I started a series with us, which I called Understanding the Human Nature. Do we still remember? And I said, I won't be shouting. I won't be jumping. I won't be talking too much. I will take it slowly so that all of us will be able to understand, because it's a very serious matter. That most times what we suffer is not really an attack from the devil. It is because we don't understand ourselves. We don't know how to handle ourselves. Then eventually it begins to affect us. And we looked at our body. And we looked at why God gave us our body and how not to allow our body crash and then leave us. Because I said we are in three parts. You carry a body, you have what is called a soul, which I will explain today. And then you have a spirit inside of you. And you need these three parts to live well as a human being. When you see a madman on the street, it means one part of his body is not functioning properly. That is why he's mad on the street. In fact, there are those that are not on the street, but they can be termed mad people. Hallelujah. Because one part of their being is not functioning well. Hallelujah. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:20, the Bible says that he prays for us. Paul's talking, he said, he prays that God himself will sanctify us, our body, our soul, and our spirit. Hallelujah. So today we'll be looking at the soul. What is the soul like? How can I manage my soul? And I said, most times we are manipulated because we don't understand ourselves. It is God that you are able to stay healthy, because most times we spend money on things, on medication that we shouldn't spend money upon, because we have not understood ourselves and have not carried ourselves well. Now God wants us healthy in our bodies. He wants us healthy in our souls. He wants us healthy in our spirits. Jesus died to deliver us spiritually. Now, what Jesus did spiritually is meant to affect our souls and then affect our... That is why when we are sick, we pray for ourselves. God heals us. Then when we eventually get to where we are meant to be for eternity, where there is no sickness, where there is no death, you can then stay perpetually. But while on earth, God expects you to understand yourself and be able to carry and manage yourself well. Praise God. Now we'll be looking at our souls. What is our soul? What is it made up of? Now, what is called your soul is yourself, is what your real self, the person you are. That is what makes me different from you. Even twins are not the same. Twins are different in their soul. That is why people might be twins, but one will like rice, the other one will like, what will I call it? The other one will like egusi soup, because they are different. They may look alike, but internally they are different. Now, every human being thinks, every human being feels, every human being has the ability to choose between one thing and another. Now, the place where you think The place where you feel and the place where you're able to decide on what you want is what is called your what? Your soul. Now, where this morning, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, it tells us that God out of the ground formed man and then breathed into what he and he became what? A living soul. Some Bible translations will call it a living person. So that the real person himself is that soul. Because it is there you think, it is there you feel, it is there you decide. Every human being has the way he thinks. Every human being has the way he or she feels over certain matters. That's the last week I said, what can make me angry? Okay, it was Kenneth. I said, what could make me angry might not anger Kenneth. And what could anger Kenneth might not anger me. Because why? Kenneth is different and I am what? I am different. And I said, because you are different, it means you have a right to decide on how life should be for you. Are you understanding me? Because you are what? You're different. You don't have to suffer what every other person suffers. Because you're what? You're different. In life, you have a choice as to how life should be for you. And in fact, if you're to check your life, what and how you are currently is as a result of the choices you have made. The result of what? The choice you have made, the things you have decided on as being good for you as a person. Now, God at Moses tells us to be able to choose what is right. And in Deuteronomy 30, he said to Israel, he said, look, I have placed before you blessing and cursing, life and death. But he said, look, choose life that you and your children will live. And he said, what is that life? He said, life is in obeying me, God, and doing what I ask you to do. Hallelujah. Now you need to understand what God has made you of and why God has made you. What God has done, what? Made you of and why he has made you. The question is, why has God made us? He has created us on earth so that we can rule the earth for him. So that we can do what? Rule the earth for him. Now, but we lost our authority and then things began to rule us. Sickness started ruling us. Demons started ruling us. And I showed us last week, I said, sickness is not meant to rule you. Psalms 8. Bible said, God has put everything under man and that includes you. And that there is nothing God has not put under him. And I said, it includes the devil. It includes demons. That spirits are not meant to walk freely on earth. They cannot function on earth except they come through a human being. That is how we cast out devils. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus said, behold, your authority. Luke 10:19, to trample upon snakes and scorpions and upon all the powers of the enemy. And he said, nothing shall by any means do what? Hurt you. But there is a position in which you stand, then you're able to rule. God wants you to rule. That is in Jesus Christ. That is in who? In Jesus Christ. Now let's talk about our soul. As a human being has the way he does what? He thinks. What anybody does is as a result of what he's thinking. Now, so somebody asks in a particular way, you should ask yourself, what person thinking as at this time that has made him acted like that? Now, that's why God says, bring up a child, train up a child in the way he should go, so that when he is old, he will not do what? Depart. Now, what was God talking? He was saying, form the mentality of that child. Now, in our various customs and tribes, there are superstition, things we believe. There are some tribes that tells you when you lie down with your two legs towards the door, the following day you will fall sick. Yes, there are some tribes that believe that. There are some tribes that believe that when a woman gets newly married, she should not finish all the food in the pot, else the spirits that will bring children will not come to her house. So they will, even if somebody is dying of hunger, they will eat and leave some in the pot. Until morning, they wash it off. So that the spirit that brings children will do what? Come to that house. And assuming you enter to that house and they give you happen to cook for them in the house, then you dish out food and clear everything. You've committed an offense. Yes. And I understand that there's a tribe that doesn't eat snail. They say even if you use a pot and boil snail, they will reject that pot. I was like, wow. But you leave, you go all over. People even die looking for snail to eat. It is because of what? Their mentality, what they think. Because of what they do, what they think. So everybody's life is controlled majorly by what he thinks. So that you want to change your life to reflect a particular kind of lifestyle, you have to begin to work on your mind first. Hallelujah. Now, so don't be surprised if somebody acts in a particular manner. Find out, how was the person brought up first? How was the person done what? Now, that's how we send our children to school, because in school, their mentality is what? Is formed in school. Now, God understanding things, don't look. If you read Deuteronomy chapter 4, 5, and 6, God told him, he said, look, when you go to the land I am carrying you to, when you have children, please, the laws I have given to you that has helped you become as strong as you are, teach them this law. He said, when you're eating, teach them. When you're walking along the road, when you go to the farm, use every opportunity to do what? To teach them this thing. Why was God saying that? God was saying, form their mindset. Form their what? Their mindsets. Hallelujah. Because that is the person. That is what? The person. The person's mindset. I was talking with a lady yesterday evening, and we're talking about water. She said that some people drink any kind of water and they don't fall sick. While I was in Ebonyi, there's this pond where they go to fetch water. You have all manner of frogs in that pond. The water is not clear. You can't see into the water because of how dirty it looks at the surface. But they drink that water. In fact, at the point when they were walking, I was amongst them. There's one of them called Mike. I asked them to go and fetch water. They said, please go and fetch borehole for pastor. And then they call it Okuru. Then go to Okuru and fetch for us. I said, Mike, Haba, between these two water, this which one is better? He said, pastor, if I drink this thing you're calling borehole water, I'll become sick. Let them bring Okuru water for me. Is what? Mindset. Are people understanding me here? The majority of what we suffer and go through is as a result of what has ruled our mind and is still ruling our mind. In Proverbs 23 verse 7, Proverbs 23 verse 7. Now, let me read that place for us. It is good you understand so that you're able to take charge of your life as a person and even use it to raise your children after a particular order that will help their lives as a people. Because what is most times killing us and destroying our lives and our families are the things that we carry in our minds that have been taught to us as the truth, but which are not true, but destructive lies. Hallelujah. Because most of them that drink that water, after some time, when the germs in that water has become too much in their body, they break down completely. And some of them were at a point, Mike became terribly sick. You couldn't touch him. Some things were coming out of his body. He had to go for treatment. Now, it did not happen overnight. It kept accumulating. It kept accumulating until one day he broke down. If not for the fact that they were able to, he was under treatment for a long time before the whole thing cleared. Are we understanding me here? Because he had been taught to believe that water was what? Good for him. Now, because I believe that something is correct does not mean that thing is correct. Yes. Because he believed that the water from that lake was okay, did not mean that that water was what? Okay. Are we still together here? Proverbs chapter 23, let me show us something. Talking about what we think. Because this is what has serious power over our lives. All these suicide bombers, you think they just wake up foolishly and go to bomb people? Somebody taught them that when they go kill somebody who is not a Muslim, they will go to heaven straight. That is what they are taught. So they will carry bomb, kill themselves, kill others, and only wake up in hell. Because somebody, now, we ask them a question, we say, Bokombo, if your imam knows that heaven is gone easily by suicide bombing, why doesn't he do the first bombing himself? Common sense. Why has not the imam will come and convince you, small boy, carry bomb, go and kill others, guys, that you're going to heaven where seven virgins are waiting for you. If there are seven virgins waiting for every suicide, why hasn't the imam bombed himself and his children and then died and go to that heaven first? They won't go. They will send those small boys to go and do the bomb, and they will foolishly go. Because of what they have been taught. Mindset. What is in their mind? Hallelujah. So that the easiest way to control somebody is to train that person's mind. And there is something God does for us when we come to Jesus and become a part of the church. God gives us his word to cleanse our minds, to rewire our minds, and help us see the world properly. So that some things that have been afflicting us and holding us bound, we will easily break away from them. Now listen, Satan, the devil, does not have power anymore over us. Are you understanding me here? Because until you realize this thing, you will keep being afraid of the devil, and the power of God in your life will not help you, will not be effective even when you pray. Because prayer is effective through faith and boldness, confidence. So the first place the devil will attack you is at your confidence level, by removing your faith. Ephesians 6 calls it our shield of faith. So until that shield is low, your being cannot be attacked. So the only way he can attack you is to sell lies to you. Your mind buys it, your body accepts it, and then it begins to work on you. That was the trick he used on Eve. God said to Eve, he said, Eve, the day he spoke to Adam and said, the day you will eat of this, you will do what? You will die. What did Lucifer do? As at that time, he was subject to Adam and his wife. Because Psalm 8 told us God had put everything under them. And I said, last week I said, the thing Adam would have done was, as soon as the devil walked in, even if he's telling my friend, get out of here. When God gave us this garden, he did not bring you in. He only gave it to me and my husband. So devil, do what? Get out. But she went discussing with him. And see how he came. He said, has God said you should not eat of this tree? He said, no. God said we should not eat nor touch the one at the middle of the garden. Common sense. Common what?
Sense.
Trick. Very trickish. So now, he succeeded in convincing her to kill herself with her own hands, by lying to her and saying, God knows that the day you eat of this, you will become wise like him. Reversing what God said. Now, that's why I said, because what you believe to be true looks as if it is, doesn't mean it is what? It is true. So now, she went to her eyes opened. She discovered she was naked. Sickness started coming. Before they knew, their children fought. Abel died. Cain became a vagabond. They began looking for another child to replace these two. Are you following me this morning? Mind what? Mindset. What the fuck? So that the greatest battle you will have as a person in life is being able to control what comes into your mind as a person. Because God expects us to control our thoughts. Because that is where we can win the battle over the devil and over his forces. Hallelujah. Because if you don't win the battle there, you will lose it in every other area. Fear will grip your life, and then he can come in and then attack and do whatever he wants. So God wants us to stay in charge. If you go to Colossians chapter 2, please write it down, Colossians 2 from verse 12 down. God said, Jesus had wiped out the handwriting of ordinances that were against us. And then he took it out of the way, nailed it to his cross. And by that action, he disarmed the forces that be. He disarmed principalities, which means he disarmed the witches, he disarmed the wizards, he disarmed their leader, Lucifer, the devil. He disarmed the principalities that work with him. He disarmed them. And that he made an open show of them. The question is, why does he still influence our lives? Because he sells wrong force to us. We accept it as being above God's word. And then he rules us. So the power the devil has are the lies he gives us. The power the devil has are the what? The lies he sells to us. Then we do what? Accept it. It begins to work in our lives. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus said, if you can believe. He said, all things are possible to him that believes. So the issue now is control what dominates your mind. Before somebody kills, the thought of killing enters his mind. If he doesn't check that thought of killing, what do it? Are you following me here? If nobody talks him out of that thought of killing, one day his heart will accept it. Then his body will respond to it, and then before he knows it, he kills. Hallelujah. This is where the devil attacks us the most. I said, instead of that lady who lost the husband and all that, nobody was there to tell her that all was not lost. Her life started going down. She was doing well as a nurse, but always sick. She would go to the hospital. Her doctors would check her, nothing, but always sick. What is your problem? Until the things started surfacing. Why? Her mind. Her what? Her mind had been overtaken. Proverbs 23. I wanted to read for us. Please, it's important you be the one to rule your mind. Be the one to do what? Rule. Determine what you allow to settle in your mind as a thought. Else, it will rule your life for evil. Proverbs 23. Let's start from verse 1 and read down to that verse 7. Proverbs. It said, when you sit to eat with a ruler, consider carefully what is before you. And put a knife to your throat. If you are a man given to appetite, it means be careful. Why? So do not desire his delicacies, for they are deceptive food. They do not overwork to be rich because of your own understanding. Cease. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle toward heaven. 6. Do not eat the bread of a miser. That means of somebody who is stingy. Of a miser, nor desire his delicacies. Why? For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. He said, eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. Have you seen that place? He said, for as he thinks in his heart, so is what? Is he. You want to know who somebody is? Get to know what that person thinks of. Because what somebody thinks of most of the time will reflect in his speech. Will reflect where? In his speech. What somebody thinks most in his mind will reflect what? In his speech. When you talk with somebody for some time, you can tell who that person is, if you understand how. So the mind is a very powerful tool. The devil uses it. Now, most times when it is like, let's say something happens, you're discouraged. This will happen more among the white people. They will get discouraged, maybe a little thing happens, and then before you know it, they carry a gun and shoot themselves. Now, that's how this thing happens. For us here, we may not have access to a gun to shoot ourselves, but we can with our own hands kill ourselves. You understand something? You become so discouraged, you see you cannot even do anything anymore. As at that time, your immune system goes down. Sickness will begin to attack you. Become like someone that has HIV/AIDS. It begins from where? The mind. Now see how the devil walks along that line. What he does is that he comes close to somebody. I used to have a particular attack at a point. I was like, God, what is this? And one night, I saw it appeared like a lady behind me. You understand something? And then she was projecting things into my mind. You understand something? These thoughts will enter. It will look like I am the one thinking it. You understand something? Now listen, somebody does something and I have not gone close to find out what was happening. I begin to harbor thoughts that are negative. You catch the thing. And I will say, I will do this and I will do that to retaliate, to hurt this person. I will realize it was not me that started that, for that ordinarily I wouldn't do it. You catch the thing. Until that night. Initially it will come and I will say, Kai, I won't do this thing. I will look for something else and reach to wave that thought off until that night I began to understand. Now what happened was that she was behind. You catch the thing. She will now like project the thought. And I will take it in and I begin to think it as if it is me. You understand the thing? What was helping me was that I would say, no, I know myself. I cannot do the thing that I'm thinking. You understand something? That is how this thing comes. It will tell them, don't you see, you lost that money, you lost that job, you lost that contract. Do you think it is still good to stay alive again? What do people think of you? That somebody like you did this kind of a thing? Don't you think it is better you kill yourself? You understand something? Now, it will come to the person like, I lost that job, I lost that contract, people don't like me, nobody wants to help me, you understand the thing? It will keep running through your head. It will keep running through your head. And as it runs through your head, if somebody is not there, you understand something? To be able to like say, no, true. This is the truth of this matter. You can do it like this. You can do this thing and solve that problem. As at that time, the person picks up that gun, that's how they die, most of them. What the devil was looking for was to kill that person as at that time. Because John 10:10 tells us he does not come, he comes to a thief except to steal, to kill, and to do what? To destroy. Hallelujah. So that if a thought enters your mind, ask yourself, where did this thought come from? Now, there is something that makes us higher than animals. Animals don't think before they act. That's why a goat that eats grass, hunger comes, he goes to prove and eat. Because he doesn't think. But God has made us in such a way that when a thought comes, you have that power as a human being to decide whether to respond to that thought or not to respond. The choice is what? Is with you. God will not blame you for that thought coming to your mind, but he will be responsible for what happens. Just as he held Adam and Eve responsible for allowing the devil walk in, deceive them, eat the fruit, and then fall from where he has placed them. Are you understanding me here? And this is where the greatest battle is. The mind. And that is where the devil attacks us the most. There are some cases people will come and tell me it is a demonic case. I'll say, no, it is not. Because you look, you're not seeing any demon. What the devil has simply done is that from the outside, he has put a thought in the person. You understand that thing? I don't know if it is here that I shared the story. I traveled to Canada once. That was in 2011 for a seminar. One of my mamas that stays there met me. And she said, Reverend, see you. I went to the doctor. The doctor said I have high blood pressure. And since that time, I have not been myself. Then he looked at me and said, it's true. Your mother has not been herself since then. No. I sat with her and said, but mommy, let's look at this thing again. Before this doctor told you have high blood pressure, how were you? She said, I was okay. I said, now, after he told you have high blood pressure and you knew what happened, he said, since the day the doctor told me I have high blood pressure, fear gripped me. And that woman suddenly fell sick overnight. You see the thing here? You have high blood pressure, yes. But it can be managed. It can be controlled. It can be brought down. You understand the thing? If we check what her feeding habit is, not till you have high blood pressure and leave you like that, you would have died. Now, the mystery there was, why was she not sick? She had this thing, you understand something? But why was her health not going down until this doctor told her she had what? The mind. So God wants us to check our minds. That is where the battle lies. That is where the battle does what? Do you realize that demons cannot possess anybody until they win over the person's mind? A girl was brought to me who they said that she has this kind of ability to tell the future, say things. And I asked, was she born again? They said no. That they've taken her for deliverance so many times. They claim that there's this spirit in their locality. That when some children are abandoned, the spirit goes and takes them over. That some of them, after some years, he will release them back to the family. But that this one has been there for, I think, over 20 years. I asked the brother to come with her. The brother was like, they are all confused in their house. I told the brother, I said, I think this your sister is enjoying that relationship. That is why. It is no longer the spirit now, it is your sister. If she wants that spirit to go, that spirit will go. I asked him to bring her. He brought her, and now we sat. Before I started talking, the spirit spoke through and said, I have been in this soul for the past 18 years, and I have not hurt anybody. Why do you say I'm an unclean spirit? I said, wow. You don't have to kill anybody to be an unclean spirit. I know that is what you are. You understand something? It has succeeded in winning. In fact, the last pastor that conducted deliverance on her did something very funny. And I told him it doesn't work that way. That a demon should not tell you how to cast it out. It is the Holy Ghost that should tell you. Are you following me here? Those are the way, the mind. So now, he said, that they took her to a pastor, and the spirit told the pastor, if you must cast me out, you have to go and fast for 3 days and three nights. And I said, child, it means that pastor has already become the servant of the evil spirit. After the deliverance, she fell, rolled all over the floor. She still came back here carrying that same spirit. And I said, look, I left this spirit alone. Look, her name was, I said, Precious, you are the problem in this matter now. The day you decide that this relationship ends, I will cast this thing out of you. But you are enjoying this relationship. So I now waved her aside and I said, look, There's a simple test. I said, now, do you believe that Jesus is Lord? He looked away from me. This is, you found something. I said, that is the thing. That is the problem we're talking about here. He said, I believe in nothing but in God. I said, everybody believe. Even the devil believes in God. Now, I said, you. You believe that Jesus is Lord? He looked away. And at that point, I got offended. I told the brother, look, carry this girl out of this place. I'm already offended. That she's enjoying the relationship. You found something. The spirit has convinced her, has won her over. You catch the thing. So that even demons, apart from where the person was not conscious, before they fully possess somebody. Because possession means it has taken over the person completely. And it begins at the thought level. You understand something? When you begin to have a thought like somebody has done something wrong. Now, why the devil brings that thought is to create an opening. Last week I told us, as a human being, you have gate in your body, your ear, your head here, when hands are laid, is a gate. Your palms, there's a gate there. Under your feet, there's a gate. And I said, every opening in your body is a gate to the spirit world. You understand something? So that when what spoken, like I am talking now, it is entering through your ears. The spirit of God is assessing your mind, assessing your heart by this word. Are you understanding me here? Now, assuming you meet with some other person who carries a demonic spirit now, and then begins to talk. What will happen is, at that point, the person has begun to assess your inner man by his words also, because it is entering through your ears and into your mind. Are you understanding this thing? Now, that is where you filter what you hear. You do what? Filter what you hear. And then decide to either obey, accept, or reject any word that is spoken. Are you understanding me here? Based on the truth of God's word that you know. Devil came to Jesus and said, if you are the Son of God, do what? Command these stones to become bread. What was he saying? The devil is a spirit. If Jesus had accepted that word and commanded that stone, Jesus would have become subject to him. Exactly what happened to Adam and Eve. So by the time a thought comes to you, ask yourself, is this thought good? Because I'll take us to where God says, think along this line. Use it to judge your thoughts. So that you know, is this one an evil spirit trying to assess me as a person? Because when something begins to happen in a life and if you try to stop, you don't stop anymore, it has gone beyond the normal habit level. Are you understanding me here? Now, when a thought comes, ask yourself, is this thought a good thought that I should think on? And if it is not, immediately order it to stop and go. You understand the thing? Order it to do what? Stop and go. It will leave you. Hallelujah. So that the issue of the thought is a very powerful tool. And your thought is you. Your thought is what? Is you. Hallelujah. Now let me show something in 1 John 5. Because it's good you understand. I told us last time, I said, within the world we live, there are so many spiritual personalities walking around. Our world is a mixture of the physical and of the spiritual. There are some things people do, and you know that they did not do it in the right sense. Something influenced them. God wants us to check us so that we don't get influenced by things and then have regrets later on. That's why they say, the devil made me do it, because you gave the devil a place. Bible tells us not to give the devil what? A foothold. And God, by his word, gives us guidelines on how to filter what is of the devil and what is of him. 1 John 5. First John 5, we'll read verse 19. First John 5, verse 19. Let me read it for you to hear. That was why I said the first day I read that place, I was like, Kai, is this how this world is? Five verse nineteen. Okay. He said, we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. The what? The whole world lies under the what? Sway of the wicked one. Our world is a mixture of the spiritual and of the physical. Now let's go to that same 1 John 5 verse 4. What does God say about us? Now, assuming I read only this place, I will become afraid of the world, isn't it? Because it lies under the world, the sway of the wicked one, it lies in evil. But let me show you something in 1 John 5 verse 4. 1 John 5 verse 4. 1 John 5 verse 4. He said, for whatever is born of God does what? Overcomes the world. Overcomes what? The world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our what? Our faith. Our what? Our faith. So, inasmuch as the world lies in wickedness, we have done what? Overcome the world. It cannot rule me. The wickedness cannot do what? Rule me. Why? I've been given a place where I have done what? Overcome the world. I am above it. So that the only way bring me down is to cause me to think along the line which it can do what? Bring me down. Are you understanding the trick here? So that's why I said the power he has lies in his ability to convince you to do the wrong, and then he's able to enter. That's where he has power. That is where there is temptation. That's where there is what? Temptation. He tempts you to be able to step aside. Able to step aside. Hallelujah. How do we measure what we should think so that we keep our minds healthy? Because if your mind is healthy, your body will be healthy also. Even when sickness comes, you can easily survive the sickness. Let's go to Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter number 4. What are the things God... Now, what are the things, the kind of thing God wants us to, so that our minds can be clean. Your thoughts, you can take charge of your thought. Charge of your thought. Philippians 4. Let's read from verse 8. We'll read verse 9. Philippians 4, verse 8, verse 9. Philippians 4, verse 8, verse 9. It says, finally, brethren, whatever things, listen, are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So if that thought comes, I use this to measure it, it doesn't fit in, I cast it out. It will not help me. It will not do what? It will not help me. Because when a negative thought dominates your mind, it will sink into your spirit. It will do what? Sink into your spirit. When once it lays hold of your spirit, it will take prayer to root it out from you. Hallelujah. Now, there's something I want us to understand. Yes, everybody in the world, because of Adam's sin, everybody fell, we all became sinners. But when Jesus died, he died for everybody also. Now, when you accept that Jesus died for you, spiritually, God forgives you. God cleanses you. But you still carry the same mind. You still carry the same what? The same mind. For what Jesus has done in your spirit to come and be and reflect in your body as a person, your mind has to be renewed, has to be changed. The things you have learned, the things they have taught you that are not but that are dragging your life, that have to be removed. The superstitions, like I was trying to explain towards you, has to be taken out. There was one thing they used to tell us in those days, that if you sit and then a frog jumps across your leg, if you were a boy, you turn to a girl. Yes. Some even fall sick because of that. Unconsciously, a frog jumps across them. The problem thought of how they would change from a boy to a girl makes them fall sick. Yes. Terrible things. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 12, God tells verse 1 and 2. I will not read it. Please write as you go home. You read Romans 12, 1 and 2. He said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present yourself, what? A living sacrifice, willing and acceptable unto God, which is your service. He said, be not conformed to this world. It means do not let the world rule you. Because if the world rules you, he rules you in evil. Remember, it tells us that the world lies in what? In evil. Then how do I do that? He said, be renewed in your what? In your mind. And that renewal comes from, I told us last week, I said, God has given us a great privilege in our age. The Bible is given to, Bible is what? Given to us. There are other materials, books written to help you. You understand that you can read. Keep your thought clean. Keep your thought what? Clean. Prosperity will never pursue a man that thinks poverty. That's the truth. He says, as a man thinks in his heart, how? That is he. In his mind, that is how he is. Health will not come to a man that thinks of sickness, that is always afraid of sickness. No, no matter how we pray for you, with your own hand, you will drag sickness and poverty to yourself. That's the truth. Hallelujah. So the beginning point of your health, your success, your prosperity, the good things you are praying for is where? Is here. What has God said concerning you? That's why I keep telling, I said, God says his thoughts are what? Are good, not evil. Evil is not of God. Evil is of who? Of the devil. And the only way he can get you to buy into that evil and carry it is by selling the thought and making it look as if it's for you. So somebody for you said, child, this is my family sickness. God forbid it. So all of us in our family, malaria doesn't give us rest. Minus you. You are not like everybody there. You are now a child. You have a right to decide. Are you understanding me here? When once you carry that thought that it is a family sickness, prepare for it too. When it is time, the thing will hit you. Because with your own hands, you have done what? Attracted it. You have done what? Attracted it. That's when we come to the church, God begins to teach us. Begins to do what? To teach us. Change our minds. There are some that couldn't walk through the night. As they come to church, they learn that there's nothing in the night. God rules the night. He rules the day. He has made you greater than the devil in the world. You can walk through the night freely without being afraid. Why? You know that greater is he that is in you than what? Than he that is in the world. Are you understanding me here? These are things that kill us. Hallelujah. Maybe there's like somebody who has suffered the attack of ulcer before. Somebody I prayed for I think that she was about last month or so. At the point she was like, she called, we were talking, she was like, I'm having this pain, stomach cup. I was like, have you seen a doctor? She said, well, I've seen a doctor. She said, I used to have this ulcer. I said, hey, ulcer. She saw doctor. What the doctor said? Doctor said she should take paracetamol. I said, okay, wait. We'll pray. After I had to, now, before I pray, I had to begin to deal with the mind first. after we prayed that day, the thing stopped. Till today, she has not complained about it again. Initially, even if hunger, you understand something? Hunger comes. There are some hunger that causes pain, isn't it? Hunger comes, you say, child, this ulcer has come back. The stomach worm receives it. That injury that was there that had healed begins to open up again. It starts from where? The mind. The mind. Hallelujah. So that those who know these things, they manipulate human beings by that. They manipulate what? Human, like suicide bombers. Those people who teach them, brainwash them. They do what? They brainwash them. Form their life. Children who are born in royal households. In European countries, that is how they are brought up. Their teachers are different. Their schools are different. They are being programmed to work like those who belong to royalty. They have this kind of pride around them. You understand something? They are taught, at a very tender age, they are taught how to eat. So they can come out to the public and they look very different. Why? From childhood, they had been brainwashed to think after a particular order. In fact, amongst the Jews, based on what God told them, the average Jew is a very proud person. You know why? They believe God is their own. That God belongs to them, so you can't do them anything. That was why Mordecai could not greet Haman, who was second in command to the king, because that pride had been built into them from childhood. You understand something? From childhood. So that for yourself, you begin to work on yourself. You catch the thing. One key thing I want you to carry home is that God does not think evil concerning you as a person. Are you understanding me yet? That whoever thinks evil against you is showing evil for himself. You understand the thing? When somebody says, I will deal with you, don't buy it into your mind. It might affect you. There was a woman in a boy that was 3 months pregnant. She quarreled with her neighbor. I think the woman told her, you will see. She went home. That in the night, war gecko dropped on her. She waved it off. The following day, she miscarried. She had carried that thought that that woman pumped into her head. People understanding me here? When David and Goliath were fighting, Goliath came and was saying, if you go back, read that, he was saying some words. He said, I will send your body to the birds. I will do this, I will do that. That initially was to send fear into the, because it was a contest, was to send fear into his opponent, David. David understood. And then said, you come against me with your spear, your bow, and your, but I come against you where? In the name of the Lord, whom you have defied. You understand me? In warfare, warriors are taught to talk down their enemies, their opponents. I don't know if you've watched wrestlers before. Those of you who are able to watch WWE, you see how they talk. Say that I will kill you, I will butcher you, I will do this, I will do that. All that mouth. Some of them after talking, the opponent will beat them terribly. All that is to talk fear into the person. To talk what? Fear into the person. You understand? Is the same. Because they understand it. That the battle is won first at the mind. At the what? At the mind. Mark chapter 5. James asked Jesus, come to my house and heal my. Jesus followed him. Where the Somebody met him and said, why are you bothering this man? This girl has died. Jesus did something. Jesus turned and said, shh. Only believe. Only what? Only because if Jesus did not talk to Jairus, then Jairus would have lost faith. That girl would have remained in the spirit world and not come back as Jesus prayed for her. So Jesus did what? Understood and said, only what? Believe. He still went with mind. Then what? The mind, your thinking faculty is a place where anybody that wants to control you as a person will control you from. Will do what? Control you from. I've dealt with people that some people had like told them things. That all I had to begin to do was to take God's word and begin to break those things off. Break it off until after some time, after some months, the person will start coming up. You understand something? Start coming up. Some have been so battered with words that they feel they are no good anymore. Because I want two people that didn't know how to talk. You understand something? So please, guard your thought. Guard what? Guard your thought life. Guard your mind. Guard your mind. Guard your mind. Then another part, I'm going to quickly go through this one, is because the dominant part is the mind, the thought life. Because it is where the thought is now that has the ability to affect the heart. Your heart is where your feeling is. Where you feel anger, you feel joy, you feel sadness, your emotion, your feelings. It is in your soul that forms you. Now, you get angry because of what you hear and see, isn't it? It is your thought that processes that and then sends signal to your heart. That is why in teaching people to control their emotions, you have to weigh your thought. Bible said, be angry and do what? And sin not. What was he talking about? He said, when that thought comes, when you hear that thing, anger wells up, let it end there. Don't let it do what? Control. Because if it controls you, you can kill somebody. You can do what? Kill somebody. God knows how anger is. Because God gets angry. God got angry with David. And one day he killed 75,000 people. Until David pleaded, he stopped. Hallelujah. So he knows what he can do to us. Emotion. Your feelings. Your what? Your feelings. Most people who understand most times work on people's feelings. They're able to control. They're able to do what? Control them. God wants us to control our thoughts, control our feelings. That is who you are. You are made to think by God. You are created to feel by. That's why you can love somebody, you can hate somebody. But God said, no, those feelings should not control, because if they control you, you can act foolishly. Control them. Decide on how to act yourself. Decide on what? How to act yourself. A strong man is somebody who has learned to control himself. Has learned to do what? Control himself. That person is stronger than the man that has muscles. Because the man that has muscles, if you work on his emotions, he can act foolishly. Then somebody weaker than him can take him down as a person. Hallelujah. Because it is a combination of your thought and your emotion that moves you to act. That moves you to do what? To act. And most times the thought can be wrong. The emotion might not be in order. You act. That is when we have regret. God doesn't want us to have regrets. God doesn't want us to do what? To have regrets. He wants you to be able to be accountable for your actions. And this is the only way you can stay accountable for your actions as a person. You take charge. Do you realize that God has made us little gods on earth? Little what? Gods on earth. What does it mean? He created you and me in his own image to do what? To rule the earth for him. The earth is in rebellion because of what happened. So God is trying to turn things back to where they were before. And he cannot bypass us to do it. He will be breaking his own commands, his own principles. He has to walk through us. And the only way he can succeed is by helping us understand the thing that should help us live well. You understand something? And then he has given us the keys of authority. He won't come down again. It's on us, it depends. It's on us, he does what? And the good thing, he has released power. He has released his blessings to help us accomplish that. So he's revealing this thing so that you understand it. You know how precious you are before God. You know how strong you are under God. Where you can be taken off is where you lose the ability to control your senses and to control your feelings. It is at that point the devil knows you can make mistakes. And the person who is also a human being who wants to pull you down knows that that is where he can take you down also. Pumps word to you. You begin to react in a state of anger, in a state of offense, in a state of sadness. You can react wrongly. And then have regrets later on. God doesn't want us to have such regrets. So that's why he's saying, take charge of yourself, understand your nature, so that you can approach life well, win over the negative things of life, and then attract yourself positive things, so that gradually your life will take on the shape it should take, and then that good thought God has for you will become manifest. So pray that God will accomplish this for us in the name of Jesus. Bow your head as we pray this morning. Bow your head as we pray. Bow your head as we pray. So many lives have been destroyed. So many lives have been brought down because of a lack of understanding about the fact that our thoughts and our emotions, they control our lives. We're going to pray and say, Papa, this morning, take over my thought. Take over my emotions. Cleanse it, my Father. And give me the ability to control it beginning from now. Father, take over my emotions. Take over my thoughts. Cleanse it. And grant me the ability to control it. Grant me the ability to control it. Grant me the ability to control it. Because it says when the Spirit will come, it will lead you into all truth. The Holy Ghost should be the one to guide your thoughts. That he knows what is true. He knows what is lovely. He knows what is of good report. He knows what is praiseworthy. Don't know. So he can check you and say, no, don't do it. Tell him to cleanse your thoughts, to cleanse your emotions, and to give you the ability to stay in charge and not let the devil wickedly control you sometimes through negative human beings and push you into the wrong things. God wants you healthy. He wants you prosperous. He wants you successful, but you cannot attend to these levels of existence except your thought life is healthy, your thought life is prosperous, your thought life is successful. So tell God to rewire your thought life now and grant you the ability to control it for your blessing and for his glory. Father, we thank you this morning. We give you all the glory. We thank you this morning. We give you all the glory. We thank you this morning. We give you all the glory. We thank you this morning. We give you glory. We thank you this morning. We give you glory. Ask him to grant you the grace. To grant you the grace. To grant you the grace. The ability to rule your thought from now on. To stay in charge. He said, be sober, be vigilant. That's what so means. Be self-controlled. For the devil walks about like a rat looking for the devil. And he begins by injecting foolish, negative, and wicked thoughts into our minds. I ask that God will grant you the ability to take charge. But will tell us to take captive every thought to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Ask him to grant you that grace this morning. 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 In the name of Jesus. I want you to place your right hand upon your head this morning. Place your right hand upon your head. Let's repair that mindset this morning. And then order everything that had been programmed around you to project thoughts into your head to get that from around you. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. We give you glory. Jesus, you came to the woman, destroy the works of the devil. Jesus, we speak to our minds this morning, my Father. Everything that in the past up until now been around of projecting negative thoughts that are intended to drive our lives off course. This morning, my Father, we order you to get out of our lives in the name of Jesus. We order you to get out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we talk authority over our minds this morning. We demand a rewiring of our mindsets, my Father. Negative thoughts that have formed strongholds and had begun to attract negative things to our lives, we break them up this morning in the name of Jesus. We loosen our minds in the name of Jesus. We loosen our emotions in the name of Jesus. We loosen our wills in the name of Jesus. And sweet Holy Spirit, we ask that you will take over. That we might move on lovely paths, on just paths, on true paths. That success will become our portion. That prosperity will become our portion. Jesus, that faith comes to our portion, my Father. The door being closed against us by reason of today, my Father. Let those doors open up unto us in the name of Jesus. People that have rejected and turned their backs on us because of this, we demand, my Father, that they will return back to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Where destruction has entered into our lives and destinies because of this, Lord, we demand that a repair work will take place, my Father. A repair work, let it take place, my Father. Let a repair work take place, my Father. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, you said your thoughts for us are for good, not for evil. Every evil that has been happening in our lives, Jesus, by reason of your word, in Jeremiah 29:11, my Father, I overthrow every activity of darkness in our life that has been placing evil on our path, that have caused evil to take root in our lives. I command every such evil happenings and occurrences to be uprooted, my Father, in the name of Jesus. And in its place, I plant favor. I plant success. I plant health. I plant prosperity. I plant the grace of God. I plant the mercy of God. We walk into a new day, my Father. He said the path of the just is as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter. Let that become our portion beginning from this morning. In the name of Jesus. The doors of blessing that have been closed to us, my Father, I command it to open unto us in the name of Jesus. Our relationships that have gone bad because of things like this, my Father, today, let every relationship that had gone bad be healed, my Father.
Amen.
Be healed. 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 In the name of Jesus. Father, you say, when the life of a man please you, you will cause even his enemies to be at peace with him. Jesus. Papa, let it become our portion this morning. Let it become that even them who claim to hate us, may they begin to work for our good, my Father.
Amen.
Even to the point of fighting for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus. For you said, all things work together for good to them that love you, who are the called according to your purpose. We love you, Heavenly Father. And we are called according to your purpose. May these things begin to happen to us, oh God. Your favor, your prosperity, your goodwill, your mercy, your success, my Father. We thank you this morning for doing it for us. For in Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
May it be so for us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May it be so for us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And amen. Praise the Lord.